You know, I've got three teenagers. You know that.
Yes. What are their names?
Jasper, Kitty, and Barney.
Yep.
As I say, I've forgotten this routine, but they sound like animals.
What do you mean?
Well, they sound like pets. Barney's a very popular dog name, as is Jasper. Is a very popular dog name. You often see bowls at the front of cafes with Barney written on it.
And so you're right.
When they were little, I would take them down the park, and they just run. You know what I mean? Towards the creek. And I was recovering from a broken leg, so I was like limping like a, you know, I look unwell.
Yeah.
And I'd yell out, Jasper, Barney, come back. And people think I was talking to dogs.
Yeah.
And then I go, you too, kitty? And they're like, oh, he's bought his cat. Classic. O'Neill classic. It's an O'Neill classic. I've got to bring that bit back. It's it's classic. But the good thing about teenagers is that you don't ever have to do technical support stuff ever again.
Oh, that's very true.
Once they hit about 13, I always say we change our oldest son's name to a help desk.
But it's like they were born with it, because you go, when did you learn to do that? I don't, because there was a period where we didn't have phones and computers.
And, stuff.
And then there were, then all of a sudden, they teenagers just knew everything.
Well, you know why?
It's not a study, something you study at school.
They don't do it at school, no. We are digital immigrants and they are digital natives. Have you heard that saying?
No.
They were born in the digital era. We were immigrants to the digital era.
So that means they're around it from birth.
We're like the guys coming on a boat and going, how you work at the computer? And they're like, oh, God, look at these idiots. You know, like, oh, they don't know how to work the computer. Yeah, so since birth, they had a connection to computers and technology. But I have to say, the service is shit.
What do you mean?
The service that they give you at home is shit out. One star. Though Google review, one star. I'll give you an example.
Yep.
The other day, my wife, who's on the internet a fair bit, she's dedicated to shopping on the
eBay,
internet.
eBay, yep.
Yeah, dedicated. It's a job.
Oh, it's tough for her.
It's a job.
Yeah. She's got to get it done. Yeah.
You know, whether it's Woolworths or know, Country Road or buying clothes, buys all the things for the house.
Yeah.
And she's like, my internet's not working. It's not working. We go to that older son, tech support. Can you help your mum? Her internet's not working. He just sits there and he goes, oh, mine's working. Now, that's not good. That's one star Google review, isn't it? If he was the IT guy at work, oh, mine's working. Oh, no problem. Oh, no worries then.
Yeah. Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
Imagine if he worked in a workplace and said that. Oh, mine's working. My wife said, you know, families are often like a small business. She said, if this was a business, I would go to HR, complain, and then quit.
That's very true. Except I had the opposite experience with Romy, because I wanted a new computer.
Yeah.
And I had the old computer.
Yeah.
And I wanted to somehow get rid of the old computer. Not that there was anything inappropriate on the old computer.
No.
Don't get me wrong. But there are things on there that you just don't want the world to know.
No.
And I wanted to take all of that, because I didn't, the old computer, I didn't want to throw it away. I wanted to give it to someone. But I didn't want to, you know, for them to go press F7 and all this stuff comes.
Yeah, we don't want your personal stuff out there.
No, they're photographs.
You're a celebrity.
There are photographs that, you know.
You're a well-known, you're an icon.
I regret that somehow got on there.
Yeah.
And then you get the new one and you plug them together. And it was this moment where it was going, this one was wiped clean.
Yeah.
Wiped clean.
Yeah.
And then she went, zoom, zoom, new one, got everything, pressed the button. And it's like the old you with the new suit on. It's
amazing.
It's amazing.
And what'd you do with that old computer?
I gave it to my nephew who is in a band, Jack Robbins, and he records all his music on it now.
Oh, wow.
And now I've got to do it again. I've only had that new computer like 5 years and it's already starting to shit
me. Annoying, yeah.
You know, the spinning wheel of death?
The spinning wheel of death is terrible.
Spinning wheel of death, you go, okay, can I just have a look at that email there? Oh, no, it's going to take a while. I've got to put the spinning wheel on. It's just an email. No, I was doing something else.
And mate, I've got the internet. You've got the internet open. You've got your photos open. Yeah. Shut all them. Then I can get around to
photos,
it.
Photos, they take me a long time to open up. I've got to, so don't
annoying.
Be asking me anything. Oh, no. And so, it's just, so the new one, apparently, it's got a, I said, how is it different from my old one? He goes, oh, it's pretty much the same. It's got a new chip.
Oh, yeah.
But hang on. What's happened with the chips? Suddenly you've got a better chip. That's all it's got. So it makes it a little bit faster and the graphics a bit better. $2,500
Still, I still reckon that's pretty cheap for a computer.
I do too. Don't you reckon? I didn't say that to them. But
this is the thing that annoys me about phones too. So what, I've got an iPhone 5. What is it, an iPhone 11 out now or something?
Oh, 13.
13? What have you got?
11.
Yeah, I think I've got a 6, mate.
6? No.
Really? Like, I love when you go in a phone shop and they go, well, you've got an old phone. I bought it from you 8 months ago, mate. You know what I mean? Like, and why don't they, what's this thing where they can't work out to put all the stuff and just leave it at that? You know what I mean? Like, why do they keep adding shit? And like, I reckon they hold back a bit. Don't you reckon when they're doing, like, iPhone 10, they go, but hang on, we've got all... We'll do that on the iPhone 11.
Oh, you really? Don't tell them about that one.
Tell them about that one.
Don't know. We'll see. When? Just after we put out this one.
Yeah. Oh, you've got an old phone.
No, I know, but basically it does all the same things. You know?
Does all the same things.
Yeah, you know, what is the... And the good thing about it, if you drop that down the toilet, as I dropped mine down to the toilet once, it doesn't really matter. Because then you just take it in and they suck it from the cloud.
Yeah. The cloud.
Yep, you're in the cloud, obviously.
I'm in the cloud.
Yeah.
Cloud's happening for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did a gig for the cloud people that manage the cloud. And he goes, do you think the cloud's an actual cloud? I'm like, yeah. He goes, the cloud's not a cloud, mate. He goes, it's warehouses in Dubbo and Wagga and places like that.
Because I often, I go, what does it look like? A shed, does it?
Yeah, big warehouse. Yeah. Warehouses.
Because I dropped my phone down the toilet and I went to Apple. And as I said, it was the day they were releasing the new one. And I was really shitty, and I had to walk up the red carpet. And as I walked in, they went, yay, yay, yay. I'm going, no fucking yay here, mate. I just dropped it down the toilet.
They probably thought you were the celebrity endorsement.
Yay, like, come on in, get the new one. Yay, yay, yay. And I went up to the counter. I said to the guy, I've dropped down the toilet. And he goes, did you back up to the cloud? And it's like, when you talk about toilets and backing up, it's, you know. No, I didn't back up. It just fell out of my hand when I was in the toilet.
Oh, funny.
Here comes something. Did you order lunch? No? People walking through?
No. But
please,
fair enough.
Come carry through. On through. They've been very kind.
We should have the music.
Well, yeah.
Sorry. Why not?
Welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
He looks like he's got the head of a book in his hand. If I give him a rep.
There we go, rep. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Two topics. You've got to work out how they're related. Let's get them, Sam. Just hit them, hit us.
Wow, you've hit the ground running.
Oh, man, just keen to get lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
Donuts and Renee Zellweger.
Oh, I think we've done donuts before. I think we did the origin of donuts. They were on a ship, weren't they? And the guy
was it Dutch?
Yeah, a Dutch American. And they would stick the donut on the steering wheel.
Really?
Wasn't it? That's how he made the hole in them.
No, I thought that it's fried bread.
Yeah.
No, it's fried cake. Which does it get any better? Than when, cake that's fried.
Oh, when was the last time you had a donut?
Oh, not that long ago.
How long ago?
Oh, a week or so?
Wow, a week?
I reckon I have one. This is pathetic. I reckon I have one donut a week.
You have a donut a week?
Oh, now I feel guilty. Why is that a bad thing?
No, it's just like, where do you buy them from?
Because we go to Southland, and then like Kath and Kel, we go, oh, I'd kill for a chino,
a
cuppa. And then, so we go to Walker's. Giving a free plug.
What's that?
That's one of the best donuts you can have.
Oh, yeah. I've seen. Okay, Walker's Donuts. Yeah, Walker's Donuts. I know what you mean.
And you walk up to the guy and he goes, I don't want to do the accent. You must love it here. What do you mean? He goes, because you come all the time. I go, don't make me feel guilty about having a donut, mate. You shouldn't be saying that stuff. Shouldn't make me feel guilty about having a donut.
That's funny.
What was I talking about?
And so, what sort of donut do you have at Walker's?
Oh, it's always a hot jam.
Oh, you have a hot jam donut?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yum.
Hot jam donut with a coffee.
Oh, yum. Telling you,
it is, I would say, having a donut is one of the most pleasurable food. As we've said before, any full food in a ball is good.
Yeah.
You've got chicken balls, meatballs, rice balls. Yeah. Any ball, any food in a ball. And a donut fits into your hand so well.
Mm.
And with a hot jam donut, it gives. There's a little giveaway. There's the entry point for your jam.
Yeah.
Always bite the hole first.
Yes.
Because if you bite the back end first, okay, this is the front because there's the red hole. Bite the hole, then you go, okay, we know where the jam is. We're not going to have an incident where it squirts out, goes down your chin or you know, onto your pants. I'm going to get a lot of stains in my pants lately.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's a bit too much car eating.
Yes, car eating. Remember when you have to go somewhere, you look down, like when I go do a gig, all these stains on my pants. It's like, not a great look.
And especially like white stains on your pants. You go, yeah. Like, and that, you go, that's just a bit of, you know, bit of food.
Well, I'm judging you, but I have a donut every week too. Because you know what? My routine is on Fridays I have to do radio on Nova.
So you give yourself a treat.
Before radio, I go to Keith's Pies. Keith's Pies?
Have you ever met... There's a lot of Keith's
Pies.
Have you ever met Keith?
I think Keith's dead. I think Keith's not...
And if you're going to call it a pie shop, no disrespect to Keith. I wouldn't call it... If I had a pie shop, I'd call it Pipe and Hot Pies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd call it, you know, Pies Are Plenty. Or pies. But I wouldn't call it Keith's Pies.
I think it's a bit of an ego there, isn't it? Like, yeah, you can name it after me. Yeah. I'm going to call it Dave's Pies.
Look, Dave's Pies sounds better than Keith's
Pies.
Keith sounds more like a tradesman. He doesn't sound like a baker.
Well, it's a tradesman's shop. It's very popular with the tradesmen. There's always guys in high vis in there.
I'm going to guess what you have. Don't say anything. Yeah. I'm a donut psychic.
All right.
Okay. What I was going to say was, before we get to that, is that they put the cake in the oil, and the middle wasn't cooking properly.
Oh, is that why they took the middle out?
I think that's why, because you had the surrounding bit would cook first.
They took the whole out.
So it worked as a cooked properly, which does beg the question, why do jam donuts cook okay then? Maybe because they're smaller.
You know, we learn on radio that, I think I've talked about this before, but the jam in jam donuts is often applesauce.
Yeah, you were first to say that.
It's incredible.
I'm going to predict.
What sort of donut do I have?
I could be a psychic.
Anyway, go on.
Okay, I'm going to. This is what I'm seeing.
Keith's Pies.
I'm seeing you at Keith's Pies. I'm seeing you. Look at the thing. You're looking down the line. You're enjoying it. I'm going to go. What do you call one with a hole in the middle?
It has a hole in the middle, yes.
What, it has a hole in the middle, okay.
Very good.
I'm going to go icing.
Yes.
Yes, there's icing. But there's more than one, but and I'm going to go...
No, you can have a choice, but I always choose one.
I'm going to go chocolate with sprinkles.
No.
Sprinkles? Are there sprinkles. Okay, I've got two out of three, so I've missed with chocolate.
You're like John Edwards.
I'm getting voices from the other side.
Has anyone lost someone with an S?
Yeah. I'm getting an S. Is it a straw?
Okay. No. It's a popular donut flavour, but...
Pineapple.
Yes.
So you go a normal round donut with sprinkles. Gee, that's...
It's only a little one. It's not a big one. It's only a little one. But gee, it's good. It's dense.
Because you get the big ones, and then you get the small...
This is a small one. But it's enough.
Because you can get the small ones in the rings, which is and then you get the jams in the
and then there's bigger ones too, like you know. And then recently, what Kieran's been doing is that she's been bribing the kids to make them clean up the house. And said, if you clean up the house, I'm going to order some donuts from a place called All Day Donuts that deliver, and they have.
So you get donut come to your house.
They're the next level. So they're bigger donuts, and there's ones like I don't know, chocolate crunch, where they have all. Oreos on the top.
Yeah, they've gone a bit crazy, haven't they?
Yeah, and there's one, which I have, the Homer, which is just the classic. It looks like the donuts that Homer eats.
Donuts.
And it's got like a strawberry raspberry icing with sprinkles. Oh.
So here's the thing. I could not eat a donut without a beverage, but you can.
Oh, absolutely I can.
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah. I think jam donuts are a bit different, though. You know, I know what you mean with the jam donut, but
I need a little sip of coffee, a little bite of donut, a little sip of coffee. You know, beautiful
donut. In terms of cakes, is one of the. And we always talk about when the donut walks into the cake party, it's king. You know what I mean? You got the hedgehog standing around with the lemon slice.
Yeah. Jam, what's the jam? Swiss roll?
Swiss roll.
He's not.
Yeah. Coffee scroll's a bit old school. Oh, yeah. Here comes coffee scroll.
What's the thing?
Coffee scroll, how you been going?
Boston.
Haven't seen you around for a while.
Coffee scroll? No, yeah.
You haven't seen me around for a while.
What about Boston Bun?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm out there with Boston Bun in some shops.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, Boston Bun. And,
oh, here here comes Donut. Donut's all, hey, everybody.
Hey, don't look at him in the ring, because he doesn't like to be looked at in the ring. And
I reckon some of the other cakes would be a bit upset about Donut taking over from, you know what I mean? Like, what used to be the king cake when we were kids? Because donuts weren't...
I thought it was a Boston
bun.
Hang on, I know what it was. In my era, it was a cream bun with the jam.
Oh,
remember those?
Yum.
You don't see those anymore.
No, very occasionally, but not often.
And you remember, I would never have one because I'd always...
I loved them.
And you'd see the guy there with his...
I reckon Boston bun stand the cream bun going... He's getting fucking ahead of himself, Donut. I'm going to fucking... Mate, don't do it. It's not worth it, Gary. It's not worth it. No, I'm taking him down.
Whack, whack, whack. So, because for a while there, you know who was number one? Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah. Get on the plane with your box of Krispy Kreme.
They still do it. I don't get it.
I know.
Because they were...
You buy it from the 7-Eleven.
But they were available in Sydney and not Melbourne. Is that the case?
Yeah, different state. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And is it true that one Krispy Kreme is the same as a Big Mac? In calories.
You know what? They're nice.
I reckon they're nice for about one or two bites. Have you had the, what's the name one? The other new one, the Swiss Rolly one?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, hang on.
You know what I used to love when we were kids? The pineapple donut that was in, it had like an icing around, all around it. It was a classic. You get it from the school canteen, the pineapple donut. Remember the pineapple donut?
Oh, so it was completely covered.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Remember the pineapple donut?
I do. But now it's kind of like just cover the top, don't worry about the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, apparently... there is a, not far from you, there is a Mr. Donut wholesaler in down Bayside in Melbourne somewhere. You can go to the factory.
See, I'd never buy them anywhere unless they were sort of made on site. I'd never buy donuts at the supermarket. Would you?
No. I have.
You have?
They're not bad.
Really?
Well, some of those supermarkets have bakeries out the back. Some of those big ones. Well, they used to anyway.
I'm just thinking now, I get the small jam donut. Then there's the one as big as your head jam donuts, and they're huge.
That's kind of for like teenagers and stuff, isn't it? So they can, you know, hang out at the shopping mall and eat a big donut.
Yeah.
So my kids are like one of them.
What are the big names? You got I said Walkers, but you didn't. Now, Dunkin' Donuts, does that exist? That's an American thing?
Mr. Donut.
So if you had Mr. Krispy Kreme, if you had a donut shop, right, what would you call it?
Dave's Donuts.
No, I see. You've got that. That's good.
Oh, I'm giving you donuts. Is that, you know when you give someone donuts?
Oh, yeah.
That might not make sense.
Yeah, what would I call it? I call it Glenn's. Oh, see, Glenn's Donuts does Glenn's not donuts. Work. Robbo's Donuts? Nah.
Nah.
Russell Coit's Donuts? No.
Nah, Russell Coit's.
Uncle Arthur's Donuts? No.
Cal Knight. Cal's Donuts? No.
No. I would call it Donuts, Donuts, Donuts.
I like it.
Meaning there are many ways to have a donut. We were talking about this yesterday in the car when you go to the pancake parlour.
Yeah,
how they get your savoury pancakes with,
yeah, who wants them?
With spaghetti sauce on it.
Forget about that.
And then you got your sweet ones.
Oh, much better.
Could you have a donut, a savoury donut?
Yes.
How?
I had one in Japan.
You did not. How did they do it? What was it?
It had curry in the middle.
Oh, no.
It was the worst experience of my life, possibly. Because I've only had one other worst experience overseas with food when I bought a grapefruit Fanta by mistake. I thought, it's pineapple or something. Cracked it was grapefruit. But yeah, I had a donut, exactly like a donut, but it had a curry sauce in the middle.
Did you know what you were doing?
No,
I
had no idea.
Oh, you just pointed at the what colour was it?
Bloody,
was it yellow? Maybe
no, it was like a normal donut. It was like, looked like a jam donut.
And it was cold or hot?
No, it was hot. It was warm.
And how did you eat it?
It was in a bag.
Because
I remember saying to Kieran, I'll get the donut. Oh, that donut looks good and bloody curry sauce. Oh.
Because like Yum Cha, they have those little buns,
pork buns.
They're like a donut, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
In a way, and they've got the pork in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's quite nice.
Mm.
But I mean, a donut with curry in the middle?
Pancake pile is expensive. You go there. We go there with the kids sometimes and you go, let's just get a short stack and a drink. Each? Oh, that's $300.
Oh, really?
What happened? It is expensive.
They still exist. I thought they're in the burbs, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They're great. In shopping centres, and there's a standalone one just off the freeway in Melbourne. We used to go there when we were in our 20s. It must have opened in the 80s because we'd go and see a band, tried to meet girls, didn't meet any girls, so we just go have some pancakes on the way home. That's generally the...
I think my brother went into a competition, he ate six or something.
Oh, I did a pancake eating competition once. They used to have it in the Bourke Street Mall and they get radio stations to do it.
Because you did a Frankfurter one we talked about on the...
No, I did pancakes, I didn't do Frankfurters, but I was beaten by like Hugo from Gold FM or someone. You know.
How many did you do?
Nah, about four, but it was just like...
Oh, your body just goes, what's going on?
Well, let's talk about Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. I love her.
Yeah, she's Bridget Jones' Diary.
Bridget Jones' Very Diary. Funny. She really captured that character.
She's great, and she's American, being a British person, but I interviewed her.
Find incredible. Did you, face-to-face?
In a hotel room.
Oh! So, see, we get to know people on the television, but you really get to, what energy did she give off?
Yeah, it was interesting. Her brother was there. Her brother turned up at one point. Well, have I talked about interviewing Jewel? I also interview who I get her mixed up with sometimes. She looks a bit like Jewel. Jewel, you know, Jewel the singer?
I can tell Jewel by her teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She, that was awkward because her boyfriend turned up. He's like a proper rodeo guy. And he had a cowboy hat on.
Is this Jewel or Renee?
This is Jewel.
Right.
So I'm sitting there. And back in the day, it would have been over. The technology was so that I just had a microphone with a chip in it. So yep. I didn't have cords. I didn't have a machine. I just had a microphone with a chip in it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm interviewing Renee. We're sitting on like, no, this is Jewel. Jewel says, sit on the couch with me. She was really nice, Jewel.
Yeah.
And I sit on the couch with her. She's like wearing a tracksuit. I'm interviewing her. Then her boyfriend just walks in. He goes, what's going on? I'm like, she's like, Tony, this is Dave. He's interviewing from the radio. Where's his equipment? And no, it's in the mic. Okay, it's in the mic. He said, what is really going on here? I'm like, I'm going to get bashed by Jules' boyfriend. Anyway, Renee Zellweger, I went into the hotel room and there was like a publicist and we sat down and we had a chat and then her brother turned up and her brother just looked like a male version of her. But it was kind of cute. They were sort of touring Australia together.
Yeah.
But I know another comedian who interviewed. So it was for Cold Mountain.
Yeah,
Cold Mountain.
Yeah, I've never seen that film.
No, she won an Academy Award. It's about like a.
She won. Civil War. She's won a couple of. How many Academy Awards has she won? Did she win one for Judy Garland?
Judy, do you know Judy? Do you like Judy? I got to see that. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened? Were you Were you a fan of hers before you went to meet her?
Yeah, of course.
So meeting her was like, because I find her very attractive.
She was sort of friendly, but still very Hollywood, I got to say.
She was playing the role a bit.
But
yeah.
For example, I interviewed Cameron Diaz once with Toni Collette.
Jeez, all the big ones.
Cameron Diaz, fantastic.
Yeah, full of life.
Oh, great. Toni Collette. Just kept, you know...
What?
A bit of a wet blanket.
Well, the thing is, you know, some actresses, some people, actresses often don't know how to be when they're not being in character.
Yeah, well, Cameron Diaz was like fun.
Yeah.
Like fun. And I said to them, now, she was going out with Justin Timberlake at that stage. It was so long ago. And Toni Collette's married to a drummer, right? Or someone. I said, so both you guys go out with musicians. And Cameron Diaz is like, oh my God, you're right. It's so true. It's so true, Tony. And Tony goes, I know what you're trying to do. And we're not going to talk about her partners. I'm like,
really? I thought she would have been nicer.
Nah.
Really?
No, I mean,
she's a great actress.
Amazing actress, Toni Collette. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. I'm sure she's not listening.
I said dead people. That was one of my favorites.
Oh,
papers.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I should do a joke about that. When my nephew was sitting in front of the TV and he goes, oh, Dad, oh, no, Uncle Dave, I see dead people. I go, mate, no, that's a Ray Martin show. We'll turn that off.
Because I did it too. I did it when Don Burke came to our house. When Don Burke said, I didn't want to do my own house. And we got him to come to my parents' beach house. And then they looked around the backyard with Dad.
Was he a bit rude or a bit saucy? He came to Hughie's flat. Once, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not even a massive garden, but he focused on this flower, and him and his cameraman kept saying it looked like a female's genitalia. Well. And he's like, I remember Hughie telling me, he goes, mate, it was pretty full on. It was pretty full on, Don Burke. And then all that stuff came out of him.
Look, I don't want to tell the story because, you know, I don't want to be sued by Don Burke. But no, my mum spoke at her 96th birthday, I think it was, and she talked about the fact that Don Burke had got into trouble. And she goes, don't know what I did wrong. He didn't have a crack at me. but anyway, I was sitting on the couch with my mum, and mum said when he was young, meaning me, I think Don said, what was Glenn like as a child? And mum said, oh, he was a little bit strange. So I then said, I saw dead people. I could see, what's the line? I can see dead
I
people.
See dead
I could.
People.
I mean, I could see dead people. And it didn't make the cut, surprisingly.
Ah!
Oh, I thought it was a pretty good joke.
Come on, Don. Anyway, so Renée Zellweger did this round of interviews with radio people and hosts.
Yep.
And one comedian I know pashed her in the interview.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second.
Yeah.
That could not be.
Mic's off. She really liked him all of a sudden. Pashing on the couch.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know this person. Absolutely, you know this person.
It was a guy.
Yeah, it's
was
a guy.
It a girl? It might have been
a girl. And traditionally, you'd have to say good looking, being on this podcast.
But you can't. But you can't say who. Don't say who it was.
I can't say who it was.
Because he sworn. That's not like you. You normally drop it.
I'd normally say who it was, but no, I don't want
to. I'm working hard. And in fairness to the listeners, I won't know either. So I. But that's a bit extraordinary for that to happen.
I've never seen that happen in an interview.
That's extraordinary.
That didn't happen when I interviewed Harrison Ford.
The Wiggles, maybe.
Jewel, it almost happened, and then the boyfriend turned up.
Exactly. So
who's this guy?
She used to get with Jim Carrey, Bradley Cooper, I think.
Yeah. No kids.
I get the feeling that. I don't want to say she's fragile, but I get the feeling that...
Well, she took years off.
Yes, she did.
She took years off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fair enough. I mean, we're both on movies. It's intense.
It's very intense.
It's intense. I mean, you see some of these guys do 3 or 4 movies a year. You're like, what?
What were the movies?
Jerry Maguire.
Yes, you had me at Hello.
Yeah.
Yep. Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Nurse Betty.
Oh, great in that. Yeah, she was great in that.
I don't know whether I've seen that film. What's it about? A nurse called Betty.
I can't remember.
Was there a TV show called Nurse Betty?
Yeah, you're right. Was that a spin-off?
Oh, I don't know. And I'm just trying to think. I haven't seen Judy Garland, but God, she looked and sounded. I've seen the promo. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, she did a thing recently on Things About Pam or something. It was like a remake of a murder in a small town or something.
I mean, I think she's at that stage of her career where she just wants to do interesting stuff. You know what I mean? I think she's picking and choosing.
Yeah, well, so she should.
So she should, but I mean, she used to do those blockbuster type stuff, and then she just went.
And she did like 3 Bridget Jones or 2?
There's 2 at least. First one was great.
Bridget having a baby one.
Oh my God, is there?
Isn't there?
It's Colin Firth is in the first one.
And she put on a lot of weight.
Yeah. Well, I read those books. Those books were a phenomenon.
Why? Hang on. You lose your man license for reading those books. Here's one. I can top you with that.
Yeah.
I read Lady Di's biography. There you go. Oh, no.
Imagine being you were on the train together. I'm reading Bridget Jones. You're reading Lady Di.
And I also read, oh, my God. What's that other one?
That's a funny topic. What's the most feminine book you've
There's
read?
There's a talkback topic.
Oh, that's great.
What's the one about the one woman goes to Bali? And
Eat, Pray, Love?
Yes!
You've read that?
Ow! Dave, you hit me! Ow! Ow!
Step out of it, my young man.
Get off this podcast.
That is hilarious.
I may not have read it. I may have listened to it on audio, which in your world doesn't really count.
No, that, in terms of this topic, it counts. I've got to think of another one.
That's a trump card.
Well, I read a Daniel Steele novel.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the romance.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Blokes our age read Harry Potter. I suppose you could read
Harry Potter. I read Harry Potter for the kids. Yeah, Harry Potter's fine.
That's
right.
No, it's got to be...
Deep Prey Loves. That's a high...
That is, you know, get out.
That's funny. Yeah. That's really funny.
I don't know why I read it. You know why I read it? Because I thought, she's gone off to Bali. Yeah,
it's a journey.
Right. Yeah, it's a bit of a journey. And it wasn't that bad.
Then you wrote the follow-up. What was it called? Eat, Sleep, Root. I like that.
Okay.
Well, what thinking music can we have? Do you have some thinking music for Renée Zellweger?
Well, we could have a scene from we could have a scene from Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
Is there a famous scene from Bridget Jones?
Oh, but it's more when they have the fight, I reckon, when Colin Firth fights with the other guy.
That's right.
They fall through a restaurant window or something.
Colin Firth and our mate.
Is it Richard E. Grant? No. It's the bloke from With Nolan Eye, isn't it?
No, the famous actor. The one that used to...
Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant.
It's Hugh Grant. Is it Hugh Grant?
Yeah, it's Hugh
and
Grant.
And who's the one she... Oh, I can't remember the film. You read it. You fucking know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
She was meant to be the one. Like, she had the old boyfriend and the new boy. Yeah. One was a scoundrel. One was a good guy. It's always the way.
And she sort of, like in the book, she paints herself as a loser. Then you turn on the TV, she's got Hugh Grant or Colin Firth to choose from.
Yeah.
Not much of a loser.
So, from that, what else are other movies? We could have a bit of Judy Garland. You know what? Mm. I reckon, given the books we read, I think we've got to go with something romantic.
Yeah.
Is it Jerry Maguire?
It's Jerry Maguire.
With her and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Who said that line? Here's a question. Who said that line? You had me at hello.
Did she say it?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she said it.
Well, let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Yeah, okay.
We live in a cynical world. A cynical world. And we work in a business of tough competitors. I love you. You complete me. And I just had...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Hello. Great stuff.
You had me, because that was a bit of a long speech he gives at the start of that.
Yeah.
And he had the acting, you know, bit. He had turned up to 11, and she just comes in and just goes, "You had me at hello."
What have they gone on?
Have you ever had me at a hello moment in your life? Maybe when you had your first donut.
Yes. But have a schnitzel. I bet you'll have me at hello there.
All right, I'll have a crack.
Go on.
I reckon Zellweger. What nationality is that?
Oh, yeah. No, I did actually talk to about her in the... This is one of the things I was interested in, because her brother, I think they're German or Austrian, and he looked quite... He was a bigger boy. You know what I mean? Like
He ate a lot of donuts.
Yeah, I reckon he was into the donuts. Old Renee Zellweger's brother.
I'm going to say, you finished? I'm going to say she was related. I don't know who invented donuts, but I think they're Dutch, and I think that she's somehow related to the original creator of the donut.
What? I reckon her dad started Mr. Donut. No, her dad started Donut King. She comes from a donut. She got donut money. That's why she doesn't have to work that much. She's got donut money. Imagine having donut money.
Imagine if you've had the rights to donuts. Like any time,
mansion on the hill. It's got donut money.
You can't. You couldn't. If you could. Yeah. Anyway.
God, I'd love to have donut money.
So, what is the answer?
What is the answer, Sam?
In preparation for her role in Bridget Jones's Diary, Renee Zellweger ate 20 donuts a day in a bid to pile on 2 stone for the sequel, 6 weeks to go from a size 6 to a size 14 before reprising her Oscar-nominated role as the neurotic singleton in Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason.
Wow. 20. It's a woman after my own heart. 20 donuts.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
And what's that film? Upsize Me?
Guy. Supersize Me.
Similar thing where I will eat McDonald's every day. And
the guy got quite sick, didn't he?
He got quite sick. Where she's gone, that's my food of choice. We've had this discussion before. If you had to get fat for a movie.
Donuts, good one. Donuts are good. Donuts and chips.
Chip, yeah.
French fries.
But you would have to ask the question, what's the fastest way to get fat?
Carbs.
Is it carbs?
I reckon.
Well, as we said before, fat bad, sugar bad, sugar and fat together, which is cake, that's the worst.
Ice cream.
But you've got cake and you're frying it. So it's fried cake.
Eat at night.
Yeah.
You know, when I did the movie The Nugget, someone said, "Oh, did you put weight on for that role?" Because I was playing a fat guy. No, I was just fat. Put weight on for the role. Yeah, I was like Renee Zellweger. I was eating 20 donuts a day. I was already eating a few a day.
What was that story about? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't tell it.
What's that story?
About when they tried to steal the fat guy from the comedy company.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous story. That's a famous story.
Is it everyone knows the story, do they?
I don't think everyone knows it, but I mean, I can tell if you want.
I don't like my. I don't like speaking.
So what happened was that the comedy company was huge, and the Channel 9 executive said to the younger Channel 9 executive, go down to Melbourne and get the fat guy from the comedy company, meaning Mark Mitchell, Con the Fruiterer.
Yes, yeah.
But he went down and got Tim Smith instead, which is another bigger
guy.
We
love Tim. I'm not saying Tim Smith is one of the funniest men in Australia.
Tim Smith is one of the greatest. When I started comedy, I did my first gig with Tim Smith 31 or 2 years ago, and he was one of the best stand-up comics.
Oh, absolutely. He was there when I was there and did...
He did great. He used to have dynamics in his voice. He would build up a situation and paint a picture. Yeah. And
we're feeling bad about telling
the Happy McDonald's dance.
But he went to Channel 9. I remember when he went. He went and
hosted
then,
the Three Stooges.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think didn't he host the Three Stooges clip show or something?
Yeah.
Or?
But
wow,
when it comes to fat... Who's the funniest fat person?
Oh, God, there's been a few. John Candy was really funny.
Oh.
But who was the guy who did the living in a caravan down by the river on Saturday Night
I listened
Live?
To Bob Odenkirk's...
He's writing a book. I'm reading that book.
Are you reading that book?
Yep.
He wrote that sketch.
I know. I read that.
Yeah.
What was his name? He was great.
Chris
that guy.
Farley.
Chris Farley.
We got a Chris Farley. One of the, I remember seeing Chris Farley in Roseanne before he was big. I reckon he did Roseanne before he did SNL. I remember him walking into the room wearing a leather jacket, and you just couldn't take your eyes off him.
Oh, he's funny.
He was funny, funny.
Funny, funny guy.
Very great loss. But
funny guy.
I mean,
it's often been said that I'm Australia's Chris Farley.
Well, I'm not surprised. Without getting too, you know, offensive, who are the bigger ones in Australia that are
Brad Oakes?
Brad Oakes, number one.
Big guy.
Yeah, who else is big?
Me, Kenny, Shane Jacobson.
Yep.
Shane Jacobson.
Yep.
Yeah,
there's an idea for a show to tour Australia.
Fat guys.
The fat funny guys.
Fat funny fuckers.
Fat funny fuckers. And you just go, and if you're fat, you come see the show. And outside, you serve fat food.
Oh, it'd be great. And if you want to come on tour, Glenn, start eating 20 donuts a day. Get into it.
Call back.